Gary Spackman at the offices of the Department of Water Resources. And the conference call told us that there were 7 people on the line. That included us. So, and it's 1 o'clock. So that's time appointed for this meeting, at least I understand. So let's identify the people in the room, and then folks on the phone can identify themselves. Emmy?
I'm Emmy Blades with IDWR.
Garrick Baxter, IDWR.
Deborah Gibson, IDWR.
Okay. And on the phone, all at once?
Director Fritz Hammerly for Rangin.
Thanks, Fritz. Others?
Good afternoon, Director. This is TJ.
Hi, TJ.
This is Sarah Klein for the City of Pocatello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Others?
Jerry Rigby.
Okay.
Chris Bromley.
And one more, maybe.
This is Mitra Pemberton.
Okay, Mitra.
Hi.
Anybody else? Okay. I'm told the parties have a proposal.
Thank you, Directors. Fritz Hammerly, I guess I'll start since it's our call. We did sort of collectively have an opportunity to chat about a few issues in this case, and we think that, or I believe probably IGWA thinks that there's some possibility of resolving the second call. So they want an opportunity to look at some numbers, and in the meantime, we thought that it might be wise to push the hearing date back into late February or early March of this year and to identify new dates for expert reports.
So you're talking about pushing the second delivery call back, the hearing for it?
Yes, Director.
Okay. Yeah, I have a calendar through February. I can bring up a March calendar here. My interest is piqued, but I'm not sure I should explore asking why there was a sense of urgency and now there isn't, but
we all have our theories, Director.
Well, as you know, I'm supposed to be a finder of fact, not finder of theory, so maybe I ought to leave it alone. Let me see here. March. Okay. You have some dates you'd like to propose, Fritz?
I think Sarah, you seem to be the busiest at that time of year, so maybe I'll defer to you. Start there.
Thanks, Fritz.
You're welcome.
Something towards the end of February would work. I have a trial that ends the 2nd of February, so we could start the week of the 23rd, or we could look at the first week of March. Any of those times would work.
We reserve 2 days, the 18th and 19th, at least on my calendar, for IGWA's amended third mitigation plan hearing. Do people have that reserved on their calendars? It's showing up on mine. 18th and 19th of February.
On mine as well, Director. So maybe, Sarah, how does the first week of March? That would give Fritz and I a little breathing room between the prior
hearings. Absolutely fine.
How about the 5th and 6th? 4th and 5th?
Do we want to reserve a week in case we need it?
Yeah, I suppose we could do that.
I'm with you. If we do this in 2 days, we should.
How about the 2nd to the 6th?
Sounds fine.
I I'm checked.
And then do we want to deal with revised expert report dates?
Sure.
Well, I'm sorry, Director. We haven't set a date yet.
I'm just manually checking through here. Looks like the first week of March is okay. So first week of March, just reserve 5 days there. And then if in looking at the evidence and what will be presented, we want shortened, and I'll rely on the parties. And then, Fritz, you were suggesting resetting dates for
extensions. Yeah, in the chance that we can resolve this, it makes sense to try to do that instead of having expert report to do at their current dates. And I don't think anyone's really ready to file those right now. So maybe simultaneous reports in mid-January, and then rebuttal reports, you know, a week or two later.
Opening reports to the middle of the week of the 26th of January, and then the rebuttal reports for the 11th.
11th of February?
Yeah.
We're fine with that.
So January 26th, simultaneous initial expert reports?
Uh-huh.
And then February 11th, simultaneous rebuttal reports.
Right.
But this is a different schedule because we have more time than we contemplated preparing for the hearing on the 17th. And I guess one of the questions I need to ask myself as much as anything, and maybe Garrick and Emmy, would we contemplate the department looking at these initial reports and then filing some report in response?
Director, I anticipate the key issue here in the second delivery call will relate to the data out of the current tunnel, or one of the key issues I think will be that. The parties met with Michelle yesterday and got some additional information from her. I anticipate their reports will be based upon, to the extent that they consider this question about the data from the current tunnel, it'll probably be an outgrowth of her information they provided her. I don't see it as so much as necessary that staff provide a report in this circumstance. You know, our previous staff report really focused in on issues related to ESPAM 2. I personally don't see it as necessary here in this circumstance. I think the parties are able to develop the information that's out there and present a record for you to make consideration on.
Well, I guess the other question for the parties, would it be helpful for department staff to respond?
Director, this is Fritz Hammerly. Frankly, it might be, because this is a different situation. In this case, I guess unlike the first delivery call where Rangan was entirely in charge of its own measurements, these are measurements that were, I think, pretty much wholly obtained, or mostly obtained by the department. So it might be fair for the department to review what the experts come up with in this case and evaluate those measurement data.
And what would be fair to the parties if the... I would anticipate that the department's response or memo would be filed approximately on February 11th. If the parties want some opportunity, if the department files something, to respond to it some way or reply to it?
I don't think that would be necessary. It might be good to have it, though.
Any other opinions?
I don't know. What do you think, TJ, Sarah?
My thought is if we had the initial reports due and then the department's response due prior to our rebuttal reports, then our experts could respond to each other as well as the department. But I'm fine handling our experts' response to the staff memo in the hearing, too, if that's what you prefer, Fritz.
Yeah, it might make sense to have that due a week after the 26th, Director.
Yeah, you don't give us much time.
How about 2 weeks, and then our rebuttal is due a week after that?
So that would make it the, let me just look here, the 26th is Monday, 26th of January. 2 weeks later would be the 9th, and then the rebuttal reports would come in the 16th rather than the 11th.
That sounds okay.
Okay. All right. We'll set those dates out. Anything else need to be built into an amended scheduling order?
Discovery up till the and through trial, I guess, Director, as we usually do.
Well, we already have an order authorizing discovery, right?
I don't recall.
I believe there is one, Debbie.
Is that the one we talked about?
We're looking.
Okay. Should be one of the first orders.
Yeah.
Should.
Well, I like discovery until and through the hearing because it shortens my hearing days and lengthens the days of counsel.
It was issued by...
Makes it more exciting for us, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
July 28th is our order authorizing discovery.
Yeah, so there was an order authorizing discovery issued July 28th. And I don't know that there was any specificity as to time periods in the order, whether it just authorized discovery. My guess is in the latter.
Just simply authorized discovery.
Yeah. So I guess we could reissue that order, but right now it just authorizes discovery. That ought to allow the parties to just keep discovering evidence, I guess.
Hey, Garrick, this is Fritz. I think during that meeting yesterday, Michelle was going to create some more charts. I don't know if you want to do that in the staff brief or prior to that time. I don't know what your intentions are on that.
We'll provide them before that staff report. I think Michelle's working on them today. I think she had one point of clarification with Chuck. I know Chuck wanted an R-squared, but she couldn't remember, nor could I, exactly what he wanted the R-squared for. So she was going to clarify that with him and then send those out. So they'll be out, if not tomorrow, probably early next week.
Okay. Anything else?
Director, this is TJ. Was it the January 26th? Was that the date for the expert report deadline? I heard the week of the 26th, but I didn't hear the exact date.
Oh. I thought it was the 26th, which is a Monday. Then 2 weeks later is February 9th. And then 1 week later is February 16th. So, as I understood the discussion, February 26th would be the date for submittal of initial expert reports. February 11th would be the date for any responding department staff memo. And then...
I think you got your dates. It's January 26th is the opening reports, February 9th.
Oh, did I say 11th?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at my notes. I'm sorry. February 9th for any corresponding department report. And then February 16th, 1 week later on a Monday.
And then hearing on March 2nd through the 6th.
Right.
And we'll vacate the hearing that's currently set to start here in November.
Yep.
Okay, that's fine. Then one other item. Chris, when we were talking yesterday about this issue, Justin had mentioned that if we can reach an agreement that it would resolve the motion that Reagan recently filed pertaining to the calculation of the Sandy Pipe mitigation credit. Do we want to do anything on that case as far as putting that on hold or leave that as it is?
I think at this point in time, we'd like that motion to proceed. But you and I can talk about it further, TJ.
In response,
well, it would be helpful for the parties to know whether they need to respond to that motion. So maybe there could be a formal communication about whether Reagan intends to stay the briefing on that or not, so that we all know what the score is. We wouldn't want to miss out on the opportunity to contribute our 2 cents worth if there's contributions to be made.
Fair enough, Sarah. How about if we get one out, hopefully before the end of tomorrow? Is that soon enough?
Yes, okay. Good. Thanks.
And just as a commentary here, I feel urgency about addressing what has come before me, and I have contemplated, although I guess I haven't decided, about shortening those response dates because I think there's an exigency associated with this petition that Reagan's filed. So there's also urgency if parties are thinking about some other alternative procedural remedy or alternative, that you let me know, because I'm ready to press on that matter.
We'll do it, Director.
Okay.
Hey, Fritz, this is Chris. If you could please include me on that communication. You know, the concern that the cities have is that I know the irrigation season's over, but we're year-round users, so we have that exposure.
Okay.
Okay, anything else? We'll look for something from you, Fritz, tomorrow then, and what we'll be expecting is what? I'm not sure I'm clear.
Well, I'm not sure either. I think I know what Sarah's looking for, so I'll try to. I think she's looking for whether we want you to proceed on that motion now or not, given the fact that we're moving this deadline on the call.
Okay. All right. I'll anxiously await. Okay, thanks everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good
day.
Thank you. Thank you.